He's about to return to court in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where former President Trump campaigned early this morning, greeting hundreds of construction workers in Manhattan.
We built a lot of great buildings in the city with these people, and they've given me great support.
He also called his legal cases election interference. An hour from now, the Supreme Court will consider his claim he can't be prosecuted over the 2020 election.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Fox's David Spunt is outside the Supreme Court.
Former President Donald Trump was charged by special counsel Jack Smith with alleged attempts to try to overturn the 2020 election. Donald Trump says that the alleged acts happened while he was still president. Therefore, he should not be charged and he should enjoy presidential immunity. Jack Smith says that this happened after he was president. In some instances, his behavior continued.
That trial on hold as the justices consider the case. Testimony, though, will resume shortly at the first Trump criminal trial.
This is we also wait to see if Judge Merchan will cite President Trump for violating the gag order. Prosecutors say he should be held in contempt of court for what they call willful violations of that order.
Fox's Eric Schoen outside the court. The order restricts Trump comments about that case. The former president says it's unconstitutional, trying to silence him. Anti-Israel protests keep spreading. That's at the University of Texas in Austin. There were arrests there and in Boston, Massachusetts, and in Los Angeles, where the USC campus is now closed. Jewish students at Columbia and New York City are preparing a counter rally tonight. We just got an update on the economy, showing a slowdown. GDP growth to start this year, only about half the growth at the end of last year.
The final 3 months of last year, growth was 3.4%. So we're going from 3.4% all the way down to 1.6%.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti, a big sell-off is brewing on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, former President Trump takes a challenge to his federal election indictment to the Supreme Court this morning. He's named but not charged in another 2020-related case.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays revealing a grand jury has indicted 11 people connected to former President Trump's 2020 campaign as part of an alternate electors scheme to allegedly overturn President Biden's win.
These charges include fraud, forgery, and conspiracy.
Explaining the individuals who were nominated to be Arizona's Republican electors are accused of submitting a certificate to Congress falsely declaring former President Trump the victor in the state. Adding seven other individuals connected to the alleged scheme are also indicted. The former president is not charged, but described in the indictment as unindicted co-conspirator one. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And two of the 18 Trump associates charged in Arizona are Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who were also indicted along with the former president in Georgia, accused of trying to overturn the election in that state. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in China for a second day of talks after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless the social media app cuts ties to its Chinese parent company amid concerns about TikTok surveillance and manipulation of content.
We have an obligation for our people, and indeed an obligation for the world, to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
In Shanghai, talks focused on accusations businesses aren't being fairly treated. He's now in Beijing, where thoughts turn to global conflicts. All part of managing a relationship Antony Blinken calls one of the most consequential, one of the most complicated in the world. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat beat Boston, tying the series with the Celtics 1-1. Oklahoma City routed New Orleans by 32 points to go up 2-0. Tonight, the NFL draft goes prime time with the first round of picks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.